Well, a man who definitely needs gear for being a gardener, it would be Tom Casper, a master gardener and the president of the Duluth Garden Flower Society and our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners every other Monday morning right here on KUMD. Good morning, TK.
Hey, good morning, Lisa. How are you today?
Oh, man, has it just been like the nicest summer ever? I mean, I want to say, obviously, if anybody had any damage from storms last night, that's a whole different deal. But otherwise, we've had warm, really, really, like, warm weather and blue skies and sunshine and then just a nice little bit of rain. And, I mean, it's just been, like, neato.
Yeah, it really has been. The last couple of months have been a very nice summer. We started out a little slow, of course, and we kind of expect that here in northern Minnesota, so it shouldn't have surprised anybody. But certainly the last month to month and a half or so of weather has been just ideal to be living up here. We've had nice warm temperatures, lots of sunshine, as you mentioned, and then very timely rains. So many gardeners have had to do little to no additional watering besides what Mother Nature provides. So that's been ideal for gardeners. So,
yeah, it's pretty gorgeous. It is pretty gorgeous. And everywhere you look, it seems you get ideas for, oh, I'd like my garden to look like that, or oh, those flowers are pretty there, or whatever. Maybe we're just noticing it more, but it just seems like in town particularly, everybody's yard just looks wonderful.
Yeah, the trend of gardening continues to grow. that was
an evil laugh. Okay,
yes, it was. But yeah. Anyway, and along that line, the Duluth Garden Flower Society that I've been the president of for the last few years is hosting our 20th annual. So yeah, that's right, 20 years in a row, which, you know, means I started it when I was four.
Exactly.
It's our 20th annual Duluth Garden Flower Society Secret Garden Tour. And it's this Saturday, the 18th, and we're going to be going we'll be visiting seven different gardens in the Duluth area. Six of them private, so they're in people's, or around people's homes or in their backyards, or the gardens you can't just waltz into at any time. May not even know that they're there.
And well, you could if you didn't mind the whole, you know, handcuff thing a little bit later on.
Yeah, handcuffs and garden machete in the back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, got it.
So, anyway, you got me off track there.
No.
Yes, it happens. So we'll be visiting these seven gardens, six private, one public. And folks will have an opportunity to talk with those gardeners about what's inspired them, some of their favorite plants, why they started gardening, and ideas of how they can share some of those things into their gardens if they like them so well and all that. One of the gardens we're featuring this year was featured in Saturday's newspaper. It's a gentleman named Terry White. And he's an incredible bonsai gardener, and he has well over 100 bonsai specimens in his yard and does incredible work with not only the design of the plants, but also he makes the containers that they're in. He does the statuary and the artwork around the garden. So it's really going to be an opportunity for folks to see, and you'd have no idea driving by his house that he has these kinds of things in his backyard.
So you gotta give us a little bit of a hint here in case not everybody can go. What is the secret? You know, it's a secret garden tour. So is the garden the secret, or is who, you know, which homes it's going to be? Is that the secret? I mean, what's the secret, TK?
And we kind of, 20 years ago, did it on the premise that it was an opportunity for folks to see gardens that were kind of a secret, that they were in people's backyards or that you didn't even know were there. And we've sort of stayed on that premise of these are gardens that you've normally wouldn't experience. So like Terry White's garden and his bonsai collection in his backyard, you could drive by his house 100 times and have no idea that it's there. You go into his backyard and you're like, holy cow, look at this. And so it's sort of built on that premise. And over the last 20 years, we've shown well over 100 gardens to people who have visited on the tour. So it's that opportunity. It's promoting gardening, the joy of gardening, and sometimes the things that people don't normally get to see. And so it's really built on that premise of an opportunity that you normally wouldn't be afforded. So
you can tell the people that have been on this tour, because they're the people who don't take anybody else for granted, because they never know when the person they're talking to, who seems like just an everyday person, could have the most astonishing secret garden.
Exactly.
I like it.
So folks, if they're interested, they can go to our website. There's a form there. They can download it. And they can either drop it off at that address or that's on the form, or mail it, and we'll make sure that their ticket's available for them. And if they get me a phone number on the form, I'll contact them and take care of all the arrangements to make sure that they get on the tour. So
couldn't be nicer.
We generally offer both a bus tour and then self-guided. But this year the bus tour is already sold out. So everybody that would want to attend would have to do self-guided. So, you know, they get some friends and go in a car and do it that way. So,
all right. Well, TK, thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you. Enjoy the weather.
I certainly shall. Tom Casper is the president of the Duluth Garden Flower Society and our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners every other Monday morning here on Northland Morning.